Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris, and today we're talking about concentration. Oh, sorry, I lost concentration. So let's begin by acknowledging that concentration is organic. That actually we concentrate all the time. There is no not concentrating. So the mind goes to where it thinks it needs to be, and it concentrates on that thing. So we are actually not talking about the ability to concentrate, are we? We're talking about the ability to avoid distractions from the thing we are choosing to concentrate on. Let's talk about the four big distractions from concentrating on the thing that's most important to us, because concentration is the same word as manifestation. If you're able to concentrate on what you want to do and what you want to bring about, then you will bring about what you want to bring about. But if you can't concentrate on that, if you keep getting distracted by things, you will dilute your concentration and end up manifesting the thing that you're thinking about. Remember, we bring about what we think about. So the first one, and most important, is pain. Emotional, physical, mental, psychological, whatever it be, pain. Pain. Pain draws our attention, and draws our attention to the thing that we are in pain about. Now, whether that's worry, whether it's stress, whether it's disappointment, whether it's a physical blister on the bottom of your foot on a trekking boot, whether it's a sore bum on a bike seat, whether it's a mosquito bite, it doesn't matter. Pain draws our attention, and therefore we concentrate on what hurts. And therefore you can say the more pain tolerance you develop, the more you're able to concentrate on manifesting the thing you want. Now, through the journey I've had in my life, I have learned to re-perceive pain, to look at pain in a different way than something that I need to concentrate on. Emotional pain, I call it a blessing because it's teaching me something and I try to extract the learning from it. Physical pain has a benefit because it's teaching me something about my body, an awareness, and it's teaching me about a process, and it's also teaching me what to eat and not eat, and what to do and not do. So all the pains we have give us the opportunity to develop pain tolerance, which means if you're sitting in a zen and a mosquito comes and bites and it itches like hell, you just leave it alone. You focus on something else. And it's not because you're good at focusing. It's not because you're good at concentration. It's because you're good at pain management. I watch our kids playing. One of them will get hurt physically and cry, and the concentration of their entire being goes to the pain of the physical. The other one gets hurt emotionally, and the pain and their concentration goes to their emotional pain, even though they don't really get distracted too much by physical pain. One of them will, if they get bitten by a mosquito, itch it to try and get rid of the pain until it gets infected, which causes bigger pain, and they multiply that. The other one will, if they get teased at school or something gets said that they get upset about, dwell on it and dwell on it and dwell on it until it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So they both concentrate on the thing that causes them pain. And what they have to learn as they go through life is pain tolerance, to hear something they don't like or be teased and go, doesn't matter, it's not a pain. To get a mosquito bite and say, it doesn't matter, it's just an itch. These things are called pain tolerance, and they help with concentration. Let's continue. Another cause of distraction is the opinion of others. If you're an individual who's seeking approval of other people in order to feel good about themselves, you're concentrating on their opinion rather than concentrating on the opinion that matters. Now, this can be incredibly difficult, because if you need approval from others, you are doing what others value in order to get what you value. And typically what others value and the process that you will be complying with, getting their approval, will not lead to the thing that you value and the thing that you will give yourself approval for. So this is an incredibly important part of concentration, to be able to handle opinions of others without causing them to distract your concentration, to respect the fact that other people have opinions. You know, if you ask my family, 50% of my family like me and 50% of my family don't. That's just the way it is. And that's just my way of putting order in chaos and preventing me becoming distracted, trying to seek more than a 50% approval rating, which I know as an entertainer and a professional speaker, you cannot honestly get. So there's another one. Let's continue. Another distraction from concentration is ambition. Now, when we get ambitious, it's a really important thing. It means we want more, we want better, we want to grow. And this is not loss of concentration at all. We are concentrating on what we want. And it's a very good thing. But if we start living every day focused on what we want, we're living our concentration into the world of ether, into the world of air. We are focusing on fantasies because those things we are ambitious about haven't happened, and they may not happen. So focusing on them as a means of distracting our concentration is not wise. What we eventually do is we have an opportunity to script out what our ambition wants. And so we know what the future holds. We know our fantasies. We know our dreams in that context. And what we do is we chunk them back until we can concentrate right here and now on doing what we love, doing the next step. Now, this is a really important point, because focusing on the next step that we take as we walk along the path means we are doing what we love. Now, the fact that it's leading to a giant outcome, maybe we want to be a world leader. Maybe we want to be an influencer of a major scale with a million people watching us on Instagram. Maybe we want to sing a song or write a book or do something really famous. And if we focus on that fantasy, that's very repelling from other people. It's very repelling from resources. But if we know that that's our outcome, if we are ambitious to that outcome, and we chunk it down and we say, what am I going to do right now? And we bring our concentration down into the moment, knowing that what we're doing right now will build what we want in the future. And that's very powerful. It's very attractive, and it will cause people to give us resources that we need to make what we want come true. The last of the four is regret, which means concentrating on the past. And as I said earlier, everybody's concentrating on something. A kid, for example, will be concentrating on an iPad if their parents are boring. A kid will go to the barometer, I call it the boring meter. They will focus on TV games and things if the world outside them is not as interesting as the world on the computer or the world on the TV. And that really goes to the heart of parents. Are you interesting? Are you living your life? Are you living your dreams? Or are you mediocre? If you're mediocre and the kids are on the iPad, there's a warning sign for you. Don't blame the iPad. So concentrating on the past, which is concentrating on something you can't change, is really, really difficult. And that's painful, because regret is probably one of the most severe pains we can have. The more grateful you are for the past, the more present you will be, and the more you'll turn up thankful. And if you turn up thankful, it frees you up. It doesn't cause you to concentrate. If you turn up thankful for the past, it frees you up to allow you to do what you do with full concentration. So what do you concentrate on if you're not being distracted? You concentrate on loving what you do. It is the most powerful thing that you can do. You know the future, you chunk it down into the present. You know the past, so you bring it into the present by being grateful for it. But the most important about these things is they stop you being distracted from what you want to manifest. When you focus your mind and you focus your attention on what you want to manifest, you will cause things to happen exactly the way you want. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.